You talked yesterday about offensive things that you wanted to see improve. After reviewing the game, can you mention a few specifics that stood out to you?
Sure. Line of scrimmage penalties, false starts, can't happen. Protection has to be better. We've got to run the ball better. And, you know, what I showed the team this morning was that it's about 50-50, which isn't good enough right now. It's 50% where we do the right thing and we execute the plays properly and the plays look good. And then it's 50% where, you know, it's maybe it's a bad call. Maybe it's not executed properly, whatever it is, but we're all in it together and it has to get better. And so it's never as bad as you think it is offensively, you know, relative to yesterday, and it's never as good as you think it is. So that goes for the defense. You know, everybody's going to pat the defense on the back, and they should. The defense played well, but there are so many things on both sides of the ball and on special teams that we need to improve upon.
Coach, in terms of protection, what are you looking at in terms of protection, the offensive line specifically?
It's all together. It starts with the quarterback getting us to the right person in protection, the way we do things. It starts there, which for the most part was good. Fitzy's ability to get us to the right people. Then it goes with the offensive line. Obviously, they've got to block better, more consistently. And then it's the running backs and the tight ends. Everybody's involved in protection on certain plays. Sometimes tight ends and running backs are involved in the protection. Maybe they're involved in what we would call a hot throw, things like that. And everybody has to be better at that. And when it's good, we execute well. When it's not, it's not very good. So we all have to be more consistent.
You mentioned wanting to run the ball better. What do you think are some keys to getting back on track in that area?
We have to look at our game plans and think about what our players do well and run those type of plays. So without getting too specific, we have to start there. Then the players, once we get that determined, the players need to go out there and execute that to the best of their ability, and we've just got to be more consistent in how we run the football. Because like I said, just like everything else, when it's good, we run the football well. When it's not, it's just not good enough.
Bill, could you address the special teams with what Shane did fighting through the injury to be out there and your place kicker as well?
Yeah, start with Shane. Shane Leckler is a great example for young players. You know, here's a guy that was basically banged up all week, didn't do much during the week on the practice field, but was in there every day for extra treatment, morning, noon, and night. Paid attention in the game plan meetings, did a great job in his players' special teams meeting that he has on Saturday morning, got the guys ready to go in that regard, and then went out there and had some big kicks. You know, was able to pin Buffalo deep, flip the field a few times, and, you know, that's what being a pro is all about. Shane's a very professional guy and a great punter. Randy Bullock did an excellent job kicking. His kickoffs were good. Even when they weren't touchbacks, he was able to put it in the corner and kind of limit the amount of field that Spiller had to return, especially the kickoff after the celebration penalty. That one where we had to kick off from the 20, which ended up being the 25 because Buffalo was penalized on the field on the PAT there. He did a great job on that kickoff, you know, kicking it deep in the corner where the guys could cover it. So Randy, and then obviously his field goals were impressive, so he did a real good job.
Bill, you're going to hear all week about the Cowboys running game and Murray and the numbers they're putting up. How much of a concern is that for you guys, especially with the struggles you've had run defense the last few games?
Well, you know, I think we played pretty good run defense yesterday. I think they were held to 96 yards rushing, and those are two good backs and a really good offensive line. So it definitely improved yesterday. We had better gap discipline, more guys to the ball, but we can do better. We can definitely do better. Dallas is an excellent football team that is hot right now. Very well coached. They have a great coaching staff and, you know, really top-notch players on both sides of the ball. Murray, Romo, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, the offensive line. So it's a big challenge. It's a huge challenge for our football team. It's on the road. Playing on the road is very difficult. So, you know, our guys have to understand that challenge and be up to that challenge.
Bill, you being in the state for the first time, what have you been told about what the Cowboy game means to the fans in Houston?
Well, I know it means a lot. Start here in this organization. I know that this game means a lot to Mr. McNair and this Texans organization go to the city. I know it means a lot to this city, the city of Houston, Houston versus Dallas. You know, Texas is such a great football state, and Houston and Dallas are fantastic football cities, and it means a lot to the fans of Houston for us to be able to go out there, play well, and win the game. We understand that. It's a big challenge. Like I said, Dallas has an excellent football team led by a really, really good head coach, Coach Garrett, who I have a lot of respect for. So it's a big challenge, but we realize how important it is to the fans and to us.
Xavier Suofilo didn't get any snaps on Sunday. What does he need to do to be more of a contributor with you guys?
He just needs to go out there and practice better.
Bill, you mentioned the celebration, since you know DeAndre told us he did not know it was illegal to do the dead fish. What's your thoughts?
Does this look answer your question?
It did.
Coach DeMarco Murray's
happy. He knows now, if he didn't know.
DeMarco Murray's having one of his best seasons. Can
right.
you talk about that?
He's a dynamic player. He's a big back. He's a downhill runner. He's able to get it downhill and also bounce. He's just a really, really good football player. And you know, just on the film that I've watched so far, which we have more to kind of grind through here, he's meant a lot to their football team, and it's a big challenge, like I said.
Arian said after the game yesterday that he wasn't 100%. He didn't feel like himself. How concerned are you about his health, and what's his status going forward?
Well, again, you know, I would say Arian, a number of other guys are in that day-to-day category, and that's what we'll do. We'll talk to him every day, see how he feels, and, you know, if he's able to go, he'll go. Day-to-day.
When you got a chance to see the two Watt penalties, the roughing the passers, did you agree with those calls? And can he?
It's not, Dave, I appreciate it, you know, but it's not my job whether to agree with it or not. Those are the rules. That's what they called. So those are the rules we play under.
Bill, second half against the Giants, you guys were obviously behind, but you went to the no huddle maybe more than ever. And then yesterday, trying to kind of find it, how is the no huddle coming along, or hurry up, whatever you call it, and just the process of installing that and kind of finding the rhythm?
Yeah, good question, Brian. I think that in the first year of this system, there are certain parts of this offensive system that are a process. There's other things that you could pick up right away because maybe there's carryover. You know, maybe certain plays that we run that these guys have run in the past. Certain modes of how we play the game are more difficult to pick up right away, and that's one of them. You know, we need to play faster at a better rhythm. And what I mean by faster doesn't necessarily mean no huddle. It just means we've got to get into a better tempo, get in and out of the huddle faster, get to the line of scrimmage faster, just all those things. We just have to get a better tempo. And I think that starts with me, with coaching. We've got to coach that better and figure out a better way to explain to these guys, like, or show them, like, this is what we're looking for.
You mentioned that some of the things in the offense take a little while to kind of get up to speed with. 4 weeks into the season, is that still a part of the reason for, so you said they're 50-50 on when they should be, is that part of it still?
You could probably look at that and say that some of it's still getting adjusted to new way of doing things, but that's not an excuse. You know, we have to be more consistent in our coaching. We have to be more consistent in our playing. You know, that's the bottom line. We've got good players, great guys, like I've said from day one, really hardworking guys, hardworking coaching staff, and, you know, we're all in this thing together, and we're going to work extremely hard to get it better. It has to improve, though. The consistency has to improve, and we're going to work very hard this week to be a more consistent offense.
Did you envision having as much trouble running the ball as you guys did on Sunday? Is that why Arian was involved as much in the passing game?
Running the ball in this league is very difficult week to week. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It's a very, very difficult thing to be able to just go out there and run the ball. And then when the running game isn't working, you know, maybe it's for a variety of reasons, you've got to figure out a way to fix it. And we really didn't do that yesterday. And we have to do a better job of trying to fix that during the game. Yeah, he got a game ball. He played really well. He played tight coverage. He made plays on the ball. He did a good job in a running game. He was competitive. He's got good speed. He's got good playing strength. So he just needs to keep improving.
To be an undrafted guy, what was it that really attracted you to him?
Yeah, I don't think we're not too concerned about where a guy was drafted. It's more about what has he done since he has been in the league, and whether it's a short time or a long time. You know, where is this guy at? What's his history of production in the league, his injury history, all those things. And when we watched him, we knew that we saw a guy that was fast, that had good playing strength, had good ball skills. And from everything that we had heard, we knew that he was a good guy, you know, going to be a good teammate and a hardworking guy. And that's basically what he's brought to the table.
Who else got a game ball?
Well, obviously, J.J. Watt got a game ball. He played a whale of a football game. Brian Cushing got a game ball. Shane Leckler, Randy Bullock got game balls. And on offense, Garrett Graham and Jay Prosh got a game ball.
Bill, do you see Cushing getting closer to where he was before he got hurt each week?
Yes, no doubt about it, John. I thought he played a heck of a game. I think he had 9 tackles. He was downhill in the running game, played a very physical game. He did a really good job in the passing game of being disciplined, whether he was in zone coverage, being in the right spot, or whether he was in match coverage, staying with his man. I thought he played a really good, solid football game.